Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Scott Merritt Galbraith has entered guilty pleas to multiple felony charges during his arraignment and plea hearing. Galbraith faces two separate case files, admitted to charges including possession of a weapon by a prohibited person, possession of cocaine, felony firearm, and delivery of hydrocodone, all with habitual offender enhancements. As part of the plea agreement, he will forfeit all seized firearms and ammunition. The court accepted the pleas, finding them to be freely, voluntarily, and accurately made with a sufficient factual basis. Galbraith acknowledged prior convictions, including false reporting of a felony and multiple operating while intoxicated offenses. Sentencing has been scheduled for March 23, 2026 at 9 a.m. Despite concerns expressed by the judge regarding Mr. Galbraith's personal well-being, his bond will continue until the sentencing date. And Teresa Marie Lake appeared in court today from the Huron County Jail for a probation violation arraignment. She faces allegations of technical probation violation, specifically for testing positive for fentanyl on January 22nd of this year. The court advised Ms. Lake of her rights, including the right to counsel, to confront witnesses, and the option to remain silent or testify. She was informed that a guilty finding could result in up to 15 days in jail, and her attorney subsequently entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. A full probation violation hearing has now been scheduled for March 9th at 11:30 a.m. The court ordered Ms. Lake's release from jail, recalling the bench warrant with the condition that she continues to follow all existing terms of her probation. When we come back after this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS is now hiring a Tier 2 support representative. Apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our local news still. Earlier today, Todd Michael Bond has pleaded guilty to his third operating while intoxicated charge, along with a habitual offender enhancement. This felony charge carries a maximum sentence of up to 10 years in prison due to the habitual offender status. Bond admitted to consuming intoxicating beverages, including a couple of shots of bourbon and at least 10 beers before driving on October 21st, 2025, in Windsor Township. A blood alcohol test later showed a level of 0.322, which is four times the legal limit. His extensive criminal history, including previous convictions for impaired driving, operating while intoxicated, and other felonies, was also acknowledged. The court accepted the plea, and sentencing has been scheduled for March 30th, 2026, at 9 a.m. Bond's current conditions will continue, and a pre-sentence investigation report will be prepared. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries, weather, school closings, cancellations, and more, right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update's been brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serve in the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.